Okay, so we were talking the last two nights about the Shah Achas at the Bacha Rebbe cried when he saw that you can be Kono Lama B'Shah Achas, not because he was jealous that he had to work his whole life and work hard and other people got it in a second, but that there's a value of a Shah Achas. And so last night it's about trying to pause at least once a day to what we call the chewing on the mitzvah, not just swallowing it, but chewing it, thinking about it, enjoying it, and using that to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he goes one step further. Page Lamed Gim Halicha B'Halacha. Yin Yizbonin Adam Heitei B'Tafkido Shemutala V'Karvis Atzma Bar. If a person really thinks about what his role and obligation is in terms of bringing himself closer to Hashem, one may come to the conclusion that if in the end the purpose of Torah and mitzvos is to get close to Hashem, to feel this closeness, so I'm going to go out into the field and I'll meditate, vashir nigunim rikshiyim, and I'll sing spiritual songs, yachad im rikudim umecholos, and dance. But I'm not going to sit and learn and do mitzvos. That's what makes me connect to Hashem. I don't need the Torah and mitzvos. I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through song, through music, through something else. And this, the answer is nachon. Yes, a person needs to find his avenue, his approach towards worship of Hashem. L'mashol, yesh mis'alim milimud sefer mesilas yisharim, v'yesh mis'efer chovas halvavos. There are some people that are inspired by learning mesilas yisharim, and there are some people that are inspired by learning chovas halvavos. Yesh mis'alim mishiras nigunim, and some people's songs will uplift them, you music. And some will look out at nature, and as the Rambam describes, they'll look out and they'll see mice of a brew of Hanifla, and they'll come to Yiras Hashem, because the Swiss Alps, the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, these things don't happen on their own. It shows the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Amnam, Alav Ladas, we have to still remember, Shekol Dover Adam Bocher La'atzmo, whatever path you've chosen as your personal one, Derech Bavuras Hashem, Tzarech Lios Besoch Gidrei HaHalacha. It has to be a path that's still bound by Halacha. Halacha ba'a miloshon halicha. Halacha comes from a language of halicha, of walking, of traveling. Shalacha shomeres ha'adam she'elech b'derech ha'nachon. The halacha is there to make sure that whatever path we choose is the right path. Derech shemovilo l'kirvas Hashem. A path that really brings one towards closeness to Hashem. V'im adam chas v'shom over adivrei halacha. If a person violates halacha kedei lehagia in order to get l'mashehu choshev shekir v'selokim, if I have to violate halacha in order to get to what I know brings me close to Hashem, hu holech b'derech seir hamishtaleach. He's like the seir that gets thrown off the cliff on Lazazel, on Yom Kippur. She Lazazel, you're going nowhere. Sofo shlo yimtza kir v'shashem al ha'pechmeni, you're going astray. Even if you feel it, what you feel is not spirituality, you feel good about yourself. It's nice to feel good about yourself, but you have to feel good about yourself while connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the halacha is that ultimate system that there's a litmus test. If whatever I feel like I need to do in order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is against the halacha, I know that I'm on the wrong path. It's a very easy calculation. Ubilti efshari, it is impossible. Shemisha over al hatorah, rotze beratzan amitlis davik basem. A person knows that he has to violate halach in order to get close to Hashem, it's not about being close to Hashem. Veich misha rotze lekaravatzmal Hashem yarva rotzoni sporach, kadela gilmatarasso. How could you violate what he has told you, what he's instructed you to get close to him? You know, if you tell your child what to, what you want, and the child chooses to do the opposite, but I'm doing it out of love. What does that mean? the discussion doesn't begin. V'alkein einzo avodas Hashem. This isn't avodas Hashem. El avodas atzmo. Serving yourself. The end. You want to feel good. This is how you feel good. Some people feel good, eating a donut. And some people feel good, violating halacha, and some people feel good, avoiding Torah mitzvos and not saying Kriya Shema Bizmana. If I sleep, I feel good. Okay, but that's against the halacha. There are rules. Bafshu Margish Tov Kashosa Kach, even though he feels good, he can feel good. But don't think that you're fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem, you're not going to accomplish any levels in closeness to Hashem. Halo nemar karov Hashem, el kol karov l'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes. You get close, the ones who are close to Hashem, the ones who call out to Him are close to Him. The ones who call out to Him in truth, what's the emes? Ve'ein zeh mishakori Hashem be'emes. This person is not doing it be'emes. B'meshech hazman, over the course of time, kol ha'aliyah, whatever he thought he's gained, Urigoshim atovim shelo, and the good feelings, yafigo, it's gonna dissipate, velo yakum bimkom kocho, will not end up in a holy place. Ve'olu chas v'sholem shi'ischalo shem shemayim ha'yodon, it can even lead a person to be mechalel shem Hashem. Amru chazal teach us the Gemara in Kiddushin, barasi yitzahar, barasi torah taf, and I created yitzahar, and I gave you the formula, I know the way to beat the yitzahar is with Torah. V'aleinu l'das, you have to realize and understand, Shim Chachaminu Kavush HaTorah Yatavlin, if the Chacham have revealed to us that Hashem has said that the Torah is the antidote, Zeu Ach V'Rak HaTavlin, that's the only antidote. V'ein Dov V'Rach HaYachal Yos Tachli HaTavlin HaVor Yitzhar, nothing else is going to subdue the Yitzhar like Torah. Im Omer Shekim HaTarag Mitzvah Sein HaDerach LaAvdo Yisbrach L'Tzkar V'Lov Sof, they said that the way to serve Hashem is through the mitzvahs that He told us what to do. B'li Sofek Shein Shum Derach HaCharistin, obviously that's the only path. Like the Mesilas Hashem writes in his introduction, we understand the seriousness and the preciousness of the mitzvos and the opportunities that we have to serve Hashem. This brings us towards what really is Shleimus, Asher biladam lo yasiklal, which otherwise you're never going to reach. V'lachinim chachamim amru lispala kach v'kach bizman kach v'kach. The Chacham said to Davin, at this time, this amount, zeh aderech l'kashi v'asminu l'Hashem. That's the way to get close to Hashem. Coming up with our own new fangled something way of doing it. That's not how to do it. V'ein shum derech achar. There's no other path. V'av sheroi l'hosip v'tfilos sinam ha-shakav v'chazav. There's nothing wrong with adding to our tfilos. Mikomokum zeh b'tavka toch gidrei ha-halacha. That's within what the halacha prescribes. There are some who put more time into tefillah. Derech Hashem, Chasidim Arishon, like the Gemara says, the original righteous people. They spent whether it literally means an hour, but a significant amount of time, before davening, while davening, and after davening, appreciating that part of Avodas Hashem. And whether it's chesed, whether it's Torah, within the boundaries of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us as the tools to reach Him, those are the tools. So some will spend more time on one, some will spend more time on the other. But it's all within the framework of a halachic lifestyle. That's what Hashem wants from us. Aval the olam, but forever, always. Sarach lios muskim api derech ator b'silch gidra halacha. It has to be within Torah and halacha. Mi lanu gadol, mi David HaMelech. Who's greater than David? Shekam b'chazos halayli. Woke up at midnight, lashir l'Hashem, to sing to Hashem. Kamo shenemar b'chazos laylo akub nohodos l'chal mishpli tzikecha. I woke up at midnight to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem for His the justice, for His laws. V'horish lanu matana yikara, Sefer Tehillim, and He gave us this precious gift of Tehillim. B'vaday manayim imadam rotza l'chad yishiras v'shibach shlos. A person wants to have his own songs and his own lyrics of something like Tehillim poetry to Hashem. That's beautiful. Ava b'vaday lo yasakein kol hayom. You can't do it the whole day. You can't say, okay, I'm not going to learn, I'm not going to daven, but I'm going to just do this. It can supplement, but it can't replace the ikar. We can't replace everything else we're obligated to. I can't sit here prescribing how much time she spends in each one. Everybody has to know himself and has to look deeply in himself. What am I doing? How am I using my time? Where is it worth me putting more time in? And the person needs to consult with somebody who knows him, knows the situation, in order to figure out how much time should be spent on the different aspects of Avodas Hashem. But the Ikar is that everything has to be done within the framework of Halacha.